defending your freedom every single day.
From the GunBroker.com studios,
this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios begins right now. How the heck are you? As we head into the weekend, a large monster cast looming, and I know many of you are saying, is the range bag giveaway going to occur Sunday? I believe it is. I don't have enough time to add anything else to it, but I may have a surprise on Sunday for you from another sponsor that may be added to this. I just don't know yet. Lee, the Gunwriter Williams, joins me today. Lee, how are you, man?
Good, brother. How are you? It's been a hell of a week.
Oh, it's been a crazy week. Listen, I'm giving away a GunBroker.com range bag this weekend with an Emerson Knife Commander BT folder in it, tactical folder valued about $250 bucks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark.
You can get in on it. You're allowed. It's also Grilling While Armed signed. It's got a bag of Defender coffee. It's got some T-shirts and some fun stuff in it. Crossbreed Holsters has added a CCW pack with it, a Super Tuck holster, a gun belt, and a mag carrier, dual mag carrier goes in that. I don't know if it's a single mag or dual. It doesn't matter. Either one, if you get it, it's free. It's a $150 pack. So this thing's huge, valued at well over $600. We may have something else to add. So that's what I was referring to and when I went to you directly. But you are eligible. You can go in and get in, man. You know?
I know.
Go do it. You know what to do. All right, Lee. It's been a long week. Why has it been a long week on your end?
It never stops lately, man. I mean, we've discussed this before, but I've never seen news, especially the bad news, move as quickly and as seamlessly as it's doing now. First you had the thing going on in California where Governor Gavin signed 7 more gun control laws, and we've had a lot of local stuff, and I've never seen this stuff coming this fast and this furiously.
Yeah, it's bad. It's real bad. I know. And you know, I've always prided myself on being able to do research triage and kind of pick and choose the most important stories. And I'm not sure I'm doing it to my listener. I'm getting more email than I've ever gotten now from people that are paying attention to the show, that are, you know, that love it, and that are listening frequently. And I feel almost like I'm doing a disservice. Listen, I mean this when I say this, because it's coming at us so fast that Lee, I'm not positive I'm getting to everything. And every once in a while, I overlook some. You know what I'm talking about here?
Nobody is, man. Nobody's getting everything. Nobody can serve up this amount of stuff. It's drinking from the fire hose.
Let me give you an example. We've got a couple places we want to go. We want to go to a neo-Nazi issue out in Washington State. Reprehensible guy. But there's a story breaking on that right now. It broke earlier in the day at about 11 a.m. Eastern time, and we'll tell you all about it. Lee and I are not going to shy away from this because of who the guy is. We want to go there. It's an ERPO issue. We'll talk about it in detail, and we're going to pretty much let you make up your own mind, but we're going to give you the facts and present them in a way you won't hear anywhere else from the mainstream press. Number one, you've got a story going on in Punta Gorda, Florida, that we've talked about when it first went down on this show a couple years ago. We discussed it. This guy's finding...
3 years ago.
See, time is flying. We talked about it on this program and the Monster Cast. There's now been a trial, and we have a sentence. We're going to talk about that. But when we talk about this information that's coming so fast, Lee, let me throw something out at you. Moms Demand Action founder says advocacy group is not anti-gun. This is today. This came out at 6:20 a.m. Eastern Time. CBS is reporting this. Now, let me read you a little bit. That's a joke. How they even write the headline. How she even utters that sentence to a reporter with a straight face. What this does, Lee, is tells me that they are... in the media, they've begun to believe their own hype. They've begun to believe their own media hype because they get such fawning coverage. Could I be right about that?
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. They've started believing their own press, which is damning.
It's dangerous. But that's a good thing when it comes to these people. We want them to be in that danger zone. Moms Demand Action founder says advocacy group is not anti-gun. All right. You got to cough your way through this. Let me read some of this. I quote, Moms Demand Action is a grassroots organization advocating for stronger gun control measures. founded as a Facebook group the day after the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre that took the lives of 26 people, 20 of whom were young children. But while its members advocate for an assault ban, that's what it says. But while its members advocate for an assault ban.
I think we have one of those already.
Yeah, assault is against the law. That's why we call it assault. It's a crime. You can be charged with that. Moms Demand Action founder Shannon Watts says that it's, quote, unquote, a misnomer to call the group anti-gun. Often, so let's stop there. Go ahead. Give me some assessment of that.
I'm sorry, man. My head almost just exploded.
It's a Friday. What can I tell you, man?
Yeah. Well, no, Shannon. you're probably one of the most anti-gun groups in America. I don't know what the hell they're trying to do. They're trying to rebrand?
Well, let's take a listen to this next sentence, and let's go there. Quoting her, often people think that because we're doing this work, we're anti-gun or we don't support the Second Amendment. Nothing could be further from the truth. This is what she said. That's exactly what she said in an interview with CBS News chief Washington correspondent Major Garrett on this week's, it was an episode of The Takeout Podcast. The Takeout Podcast sounds like a, which restaurant has the best Chinese food? That's what that name sounds like to me. Hey, did you hear The Takeout Podcast? Ooh, yeah, where did they recommend to get really good sushi this week? I don't know what that means. Watts noted that many volunteers, the organization, this is terribly written and terribly edited. Watts noted
it's
that.
It's TV, man.
Good.
It's TV.
Watts noted that many volunteers, the organization, were gun owners or married to gun owners. This is simply about restoring the responsibilities that go along with gun rights. Now, has this flat-out bald-faced liar ever met a gun grabber confiscation bill that you're aware of that she hasn't wanted to embrace?
No.
How do you put those two sentences? How could it be further from the truth then?
I'm looking at the URL to make sure it's not from The Onion. But no, it's an actual CBS News story.
It is CBS News.
It's just amazing. Her group is in every state, in every capital, wearing their red T-shirts, calling for more and more and more and more anti-gun laws and to take down the strong pro-gun protections that we have. This is like a bizarro world here.
All right, let's... Listener, I'm gonna throw something at you here. Yesterday on the program, we talked about Beto O'Rourke. I played a clip from CNN's Allison Camerota, who I gave mad props to for going after him on that. She didn't go near as far as she could have, but at least she cornered him by saying, "You really believe mass killers are going to turn in their guns?" She should have asked him, "Do you really believe I'm going to turn in my gun and I'm not a mass killer?" And the answer to that is no. But what she was saying was criminals don't follow the law. She was saying criminals don't, they break laws. Criminals murder people. It's against the law to murder someone. Isn't that true already, Lee? It's against the law to murder somebody?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't, the whole reason, maybe she should be getting some type of medical checkup.
She, at least she went after Beto. Listen to what I'm telling you is here. We've talked about Beto O'Rourke and his confiscatory policies, his un-American policies, his unconstitutional policies. We talked with Brad Primo, the founder of Lead Slinger's Whiskey, just a couple days ago, and he made it very clear that Beto O'Rourke is exactly what he is, a totalitarian, that he is preaching totalitarianism in America, right, Lee?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay.
It's gun confiscation.
Let's then take a listen to some, not take a listen, let me read you some of the CBS. When CBS goes on to talk about how, for example, Shannon Watts has failed to or declined, I'll use their word, declined to endorse a voluntary buyback, which means confiscate your guns. She's not come out and said that's what she wants to do. Now, that's politics on her side because she's the one going, hey, in the background, shut up. Stop giving away our playbook, right?
Yeah.
So she's not going to do that. So that makes perfect sense. She's a PR person. She gets it. She's very good at what she does. She's incredibly dangerous. But then in the next sentence, and I don't quote, Watts declined to endorse a voluntary or mandatory federal buyback for assault weapons, a proposal raised by Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke. Take a listen to this. We're hearing a lot of innovative ideas come out of the primary season. Stop there for a second. You're laughing. The innovative ideas is what she's referring to. Cory Booker, Beto O'Rourke, Kamala Harris, all of these radical ideas. She just called them innovative ideas out of the primary season. Didn't you hear me say that?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know exactly what she means by innovative.
Of course we do. That's the break. See, we're going to get ready to take a break here. So I'm going to leave you with that. I want you to chew on what you just heard. When we come back, I'm going to give you the rest of her statement. Keep it in context with what you just heard. It's absolutely mind-boggling. You will shake your head if you're driving. Don't shake your head and go, while you're driving. Pull over and do that. When we come back, we'll give you some more of her words, and you can determine for yourself if what she said at the outset of this segment was correct, that she supports the Second Amendment. Good Lord, back after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
We'll be right back. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios continues in segment two as we approach the weekend and the huge Monster Cast show. Lots of information for you to, boy, inhale. Before we get back to some of that information, please support all of our sponsors. You hear them on the program. Vault Pro USA, Lead Slingers Whiskey. We're going to be doing some fun stuff with Lead Slingers Whiskey. GunBroker.com, DefenderCoffee.com. I have a cup here. I'll get to it in a minute. You can defend the Second Amendment every time you take a sip by donating the profits to the organization that you choose. I would highly recommend the Second Amendment Foundation on there. They're partial. I'm partial to them as a member of the board of directors of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. AmmoLand.com/AAR has put together this great landing page for us, and you can get involved in all of the giveaways that are coming up. There's a huge one coming up in November. Read the stuff that comes into our email boxes every single day and be up on this. You've got to know what the enemy is doing. You have to. It supplements what you hear on this program. And don't forget, PersonalDefenseNetwork.com supporting us. PersonalDefenseNetwork.com/join. Lots of fun stuff getting ready to happen on the program. More about it later. Lee, the Gunwriter Williams, you got a special, we'll call it a special, a public service, a PSA, before we get cracking back to that Shannon Watts garbage. Go ahead.
Yeah, brother, this is some really good news. We have a new Veterans Affairs columnist, and then his second column is live on my newspaper, not on my website, on my newspaper, which is HeraldTribune.com. His name is Brian Gilley, and he's a decorated retired member. He's got out as a master sergeant of the Army's most elite special operations unit. Now, everybody knows the unit. The unit has a name in the common vernacular, but we don't say it. Brian is a longtime team leader and acting sergeant major of the Army's most elite special operations unit. He's writing tremendous columns for us.
Say it.
For my newspaper. Show me another one that's doing that. I like to say we celebrate veterans every day.
Mark. Say it. Tell us who it is. Tell us. Give it to us. Just kidding. I can, now I can say I tried, right? Because I'm going to get an email. What did you try?
You
I wouldn't know who it was. I didn't know who it was. Nope.
His second column is amazing. It's called The True Brotherhood of the Battlefield, and it is a fantastic read. Go to HeraldTribune.com. Yeah, we have badass military affairs columnists and friends.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And you can also get everything at TheGunWriter.com as well. All right, Lee, let's go back to this Shannon Watts thing. Astonishing to me. We're hearing a lot of innovative ideas come out of the primary season, which is exciting for us. That these candidates are competing for the first time ever to see who can be the best on this issue. We're thrilled to see all these ideas be put forward, and it's really up to the voters to decide what is attractive to them. This is the same woman who just said she supports the Second Amendment. Lee, what she's hearing innovative coming out of the primary season is confiscatory. Go ahead.
Yeah, like you said, she's a PR pro. She knows that when we talk about confiscation, that is PR death. That's instant death. So that's why she's not supporting it. But she's supporting everything else they're talking about, the red flags, the bans, the banning this, banning that, banning this, banning that. She's all in on all that, even though it's a misnomer to refer to her group as anti-gun.
Isn't that incredible? I mean, absolutely incredible. Well, I wonder how a guy like Major Garrett, who's been around a long time, how does a guy like Major Garrett not look at her and go, are you kidding me, lady? Seriously? Are you kidding me? We know where you can. Does he not know that? Now, listen, what that proves to me is that he's intentionally not, because Major Garrett's not a stupid man. I don't know. Maybe he is. I don't know the man personally. I don't. Maybe he is. Maybe he really, truly is. I don't know because I don't know him. I find it highly doubtful that he is. And I say that for a reason, because Major Garrett's got to be smart enough, intelligent enough to understand that what Shannon Watts is handing him is a boatload of crap. He's got to know that. He knows her history. He knows he's got to have seen the FBI Uniform Crime Statistic report. He's got to have seen it. He knows that less than 300 rifles of any kind were used to murder anybody, according to the FBI in 2018, of any kind, not just AR-15. So that when she says to him, and I quote, we need to look at the data to see what would be the most effective way to get those weapons off the streets. And then she says, very quickly we come to realize we need to address all of it, not just the mass shootings and the school shootings that get so much attention in this country. But she's talking about focusing on every violent, every homicide. But she doesn't, because she's never in Chicago and St. Louis. How come Major Garrett doesn't ask her the questions and just sits there and lets her go? Clearly, this is part of his agenda. Is he blind to this?
Well, first of all, I'm surprised he didn't choke on his food. Second of all, no, this is part of his agenda. These 24-hour-a-day TV guys, they don't get to come up with their ideas on their own. It must match the talking points that come down from network.
You're in the news business. Is what you just said true? Come on now. Give it to me.
It is true of national TV networks.
So that
absolutely
would be
100% true.
Kind of rhetorical, but that would be why we hear every single major network spitting out the exact same two talking points, calling these weapons of war, right? Every network, doesn't matter where it comes from, they're getting the talking. You know where they're getting the talking points from, Lee? They're getting the talking points from Shannon Watts' organization and Bloomberg's wallet. That's where it's coming from. That's why they're on the same page.
Exactly. And if Major would have pushed back on any of this, he'd have been looking for work.
There's the mainstream media for you. I'm going to let that one stand on its own. If you believe, I mean, it's laughable. If you believe that Shannon Watts, when you hear what came out of her mouth, often people think that because we're doing this work, we're anti-gunner, we don't support the Second Amendment. Nothing could be further from the truth. And in the very next breath, we're hearing a lot of innovative ideas come out of the primary season, which is exciting for us that these candidates are competing. Now, here's what she should have said. We're hearing a lot of innovative ideas such as confiscation and police knocking on doors to take people's weapons away from them if they won't turn them in, from people like Beto O'Rourke and supported by Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker. And that's exciting for us that all of these candidates are competing for the first time to see who can be the best on this unconstitutional issue and outleft the other one. We're thrilled to see all of these ideas put forward, including confiscation, including knocking on doors that Beto has suggested. And it's really going to be up to the voters to decide whether or not that's attractive to them. That's exactly what Shannon Watts just said, Lee.
Yeah, it's just mind-boggling to me that she's trying to couch, to rebrand, to soften her image like this. And you know, gun owners are the smartest people there are, and they're going to see right through this. It's transparent as hell, and
boy,
nobody's going to buy into this.
Yeah, it's really something. I can't believe that a guy like Major Garrett would just let that go. That just shocks me. But then again, if what you said is correct, I have no reason to doubt it. I've never been a TV newsman. I know a few. I'm going to check with a few after today. I promise you that. Listener, you've heard one in particular or two in particular that have been on this program. One in particular that has been on this program as a regular contributor over the years, including as a White House correspondent. And now currently working in Washington, D.C. for a network. So, you know, we'll find out. It is fascinating to me. I sit there and I shake my head when I hear this. So that I do got to give Allison Camerota, formerly of Fox, at least some mad props for pushing back on him, saying you really expect a mass shooter. And he just sat there and said, I expect my fellow Americans to follow law. I expect my fellow Americans to follow law. Of course, what he's talking about is tyrannical. And that's a whole different conversation that we don't have enough time for. Right now, Lee, we're going to have to take a break and be back right after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from these GunBroker.com studios continues right now. Great conversation as we gear up for the weekend. I hope you're going to grill hard. Going to be beautiful where I'm at. Nice fall weather here. Lee, the gun writer Williams, Sarasota's Herald Tribune. See how I kind of threw in that historic Sarasota Herald Tribune and just made it Sarasota's Herald Tribune now, which it is, right?
Love it.
Nobody get mad at me at the Herald Tribune for doing that, right?
No.
Okay, good. All right, here we go. Let's go to what is a extremely provocative topic. Listen, I'm going to ask you to put your thinking cap on here, and I want to hear from you on what you're getting ready to hear discussed between myself and Lee right now. About 11 o'clock Eastern time earlier today, Fox News put up a piece titled "Guns Seized from Neo-Nazi Leader in Washington State Court Records Show." Lee, the gun writer Williams, when I mentioned this to you earlier in the day a few hours ago, you couldn't find it, and it was no longer on the page. You had to Google it up, but you found it, right?
Yeah, I'm on it right now.
Okay, so you've got it saved up there. Let's go through this a little bit. First off, did you find anything about this story? Maybe we should tell the story first before we ask the question. Let's do this.
Sounds good.
Police seized weapons, including military-style rifles. That means to me, in the common vernacular with the leftists controlling the the narrative now. That means to me AR-15 semi-automatic modern sporting rifles, correct, Lee? You would read that that way?
Absolutely.
Okay. But they took them from somebody who's known as a regional leader of a violent neo-Nazi group earlier this month in Arlington, Washington. So as I say, Lee, it's hard to get through the first sentence of these without questioning things when your mind works like mine does. From the leader of a violent neo-Nazi. If he's a violent neo-Nazi group, why is he on the street to begin with? Can you answer that?
No, that's concerning. If he is a member of a group and he's committed a crime, he should be in prison.
I guess we could say, in fairness to the wacko groups that are out there, Antifa, clearly a violent group, right? I don't know. Are there any Antifa leaders in prison either? I don't know. I don't know the answer. I'm just asking that. Because they describe this guy as a violent neo-Nazi group, do they describe Antifa as a violent group? And I don't know if they do. Some circles do, right?
Yeah.
Court records show that officers from Arlington and Seattle, I'm quoting now from the piece in Fox, seized 5 rifles, 3 pistols, and other gun parts from a residence in Arlington, Washington, and that was following an order from a Seattle civil court. The guy's name is Caleb Cole. He's 24 years old. He's the suspected leader of the Attemwaffen division in Washington State. Now, I've never heard about any of this in the past. Had you, Lee?
No. I've tracked right-wing neo-Nazi type groups before when I was an investigative reporter. I'm not familiar with this one.
Now, being he's 24, this is probably a pretty young organization, you would imagine, right?
Yeah.
I mean, 24
yeah,
is
probably
just,
him, and,
go
him
ahead.
And his friends.
Okay. I don't know anything about him. But there was a 62-page ERPO, red flag, extreme risk protection order issued earlier this month in October. King 5 News in Seattle is reporting that. So they went in and they took and seized his guns in an ERPO, in a red flag. They've called him violent, the leader of a violent organization. So my first question, if he's why is he on the street? Okay. And then the next line says Cole was not charged with any crimes at the time. The ERPO, according to this piece, is the first one that the FBI has ever requested in Washington State. And the order for him to not possess any firearms remains in effect for 1 year, according to the outlet who reported it. Lee, the very liberal. Now, I did call, for transparency here, I did call earlier today Dave Workman, based out in Seattle, in Bellevue, Washington, at the Second Amendment Foundation, and asked about this. He was familiar with this guy. He was familiar with this case. And he's also extremely familiar with the city attorney I'm going to tell you about right now by the name of Pete Holmes. Here's what Pete Holmes said. Pete Holmes, by the way, and I'll quote Dave, is a far leftist wacko. I firmly believe, prevented a massacre. That this is a group that hopes to trigger a race war through murders and violence, which, Lee, okay, let's get into this a little bit. If that's the case, those are called terroristic threats and those are already crimes, correct?
Absolutely. He should have been arrested. The whole group should have been arrested.
Well, it seems that they should have been arrested a long time ago. If they know that this is a violent group and they know that this group wants to trigger a race war through murders and violence, wouldn't you assume that they've already made some threats to that effect? I mean, again, I don't know anything about this. I'm reading this today for the first time, but there are some fascinating tidbits in here. Now, you were in law enforcement. Would you not think that based on what you read?
Yeah, I would. I would definitely. Definitely keep this group under surveillance through a myriad of ways. And try and come up with some charges. If they're espousing this, first of all, I find the whole concept of this crap reprehensible. Because these little 24-year-olds have no sense of history.
Right.
They don't know the millions of people that the Nazis are responsible for murdering for years. It disgusts me that these groups exist. However, if they haven't done anything wrong, that's problematic. To me, that's a huge First Amendment issue here, too, just like the Second Amendment. I mean, go back to the quote from Voltaire. I do not agree with what you have to say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it, is one of the best First Amendment quotes out there. You know, if they're targeting this guy or this group based on their beliefs or what they've said or what they've written, that I have an issue with that, regardless of how reprehensible these guys are and their conduct and their beliefs are. This is troubling, brother.
Yeah, I what got me on this was, and again, I don't know enough about this group. I don't know anything about them. Clearly, they are some form of wacko neo-Nazi. I mean, they call themselves Adam Waffen Division. Adam Waffen is nuclear, right? In German, is that what it is?
Yeah, it means nuclear weapon.
Nuclear weapon in German.
Waffen is weapon.
Okay, so Adam Waffen is a nuclear weapon in Germany. Clearly, this is a reprehensible bunch of guys. But like I said, I don't know any background on them. This guy has apparently been stopped in Chicago, Illinois. They say he was stopped. Okay, last year federal authorities stopped Cole at Chicago O'Hare International for questioning, but did not charge him with any crimes. So this guy's not been charged with any crime, and the FBI has gone in through the use of an ERPO and taken his guns and not charged him with any crime. So here's a question for you. Where's the ACLU on this?
Yeah, exactly. Because the First Amendment, it doesn't protect speech you like. It protects speech you don't like. And
correct.
I guarantee you, if we found the writings of this group, it'd probably be speech that nobody likes. But this little group of neo-Nazis. Like I said, man, this is troubling. Target them for arrest, put them under surveillance, make sure they can't go anywhere unobserved. But to go and to take their firearms because you don't like what these guys have said or done or written without charging them with a crime, that's somewhat suspect.
If these guys had said, we're going to kill such and such, or an attempted, you know, an attack on a synagogue, for example, okay?
Lock them up.
Clearly they would have been locked up, and they absolutely should be. But when I look at this stuff, I think this. Have there been any, and I don't know the answer to this question. I don't know. I haven't seen it reported anywhere, and this is what I do all day long. Oh, we're taking a break. I got to come back. Let me hold this thought. When we come back from the break, I'm going to ask one question. Well, I'll throw it out there real fast. Has anybody issued any ERPOs against Antifa leaders? We'll be back after this.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. We're going to wrap up this hour in this final segment. Provocative stuff. Great conversation. Before I get back into that, and oh, I'm going to, we've got two stories here. We're going to wrap the one up we were talking about in the last segment. And we've got another one in Punta Gorda, Florida, we want to touch on with Lee because we've discussed it on this program over a three-year period. But I'm asking you to please support our sponsors. Obviously, I tell you that a couple times during the program, and I'll name them for you right now on this show. Of course, this is the GunBroker.com studios. All you got to do is go over and take a look at the 1.5 million auctions going on every single day over there. The email coming in from you guys has just been amazing. Keep it up. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. Lead Slinger Whiskey. I'm going to be telling you about the very first inaugural Growing Wild Armed event coming up in November. I'll be telling you about that more than likely on the Sunday program as soon as I have some more final information. Crossbreed Holsters, Vault Pro USA. Please visit Vault Pro and check it out if you're looking for a handgun safe, all the way up to a massive safe room. They've got it. It's all made in the U.S. MyPillow, Mike Lindell's giving the doubles away right now, 2-for-1. I've got a ton of email from you supporting Mike this week as we get closer to the holidays. Please do. The specials are only going to get better. I know that because I've already seen them in advance. I'm just not allowed to tell you what they are, but they're all good. And, of course, DefenderCoffee.com, the Second Amendment Foundation. Please, please, please support these companies that support this voice and support us. Lee, let me go back to, we'll move on from that neo-Nazi deal. I want to find out some more about this. This was the first time I saw this. I think it was the first time you saw this as well, right?
Right. Okay. Troubling. Very troubling.
All right. Let's see. Well, if we're going to start taking, let me read some comments. I'm reading these out of the blue. What's the matter? You says, well, if we're going to start taking away people's guns for their political beliefs being considered violent, then we need to enforce the laws equally. Every Antifa member needs to be treated this way as well. Has there ever been? I haven't heard anything about it. Antifa stands out there. They're controlling Portland. They're out there beating people with sticks in mobs. Has any of this been done to Antifa? I don't know. They're clearly a violent group, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Somebody else says, good thing they put a mark on this guy. He's obviously a threat to society. Meanwhile, gangs still run almost all of L.A., Chicago, and Detroit. That's another great point. Somebody else says, let's see. this particular seizure was a good thing. Now, if he decides to become a good little Adolf, he can get his guns back after a year. But some of them do look like they are modified. And then somebody else goes on and says, they talk about the rifles. Time to seize your computer. Clearly, it creates a danger in your hands. This is a free speech issue, whether you like that speech or not. Yeah, this is bottom line. If you feel that this is okay, you do not understand the concept of rights at all and are not a patriot. Fact. And then red flag law, somebody says underneath that, vote red and save the USA, says a way to get back at someone you disagree with. So, yeah, somebody else, where's the ACLU? I asked that question earlier. So we're gonna watch and see what happens here. The only question I have is if this guy's as violent as they say he is, I wonder why the hell he's not in the slammer.
Yeah, I agree. I would also say it's lazy law enforcement. Go after this group, target him, make a good case on him, maybe put in an informant, track him, make a good criminal case, put them all in prison. This is just lazy.
This should have all been done at the same time as the way this looks on the surface. Then again, keep in mind we're reading a report that was written by an individual who, you know, again, this report is second and third hand information. But we'll follow this. I want to follow this. I think it's interesting. If, you know, obviously this guy's, you know, his beliefs, if alleged beliefs based on what we're hearing, this guy's a reprehensible satellite radio moment word guy. We're not, don't support that in any way, shape, or form. But I question why he's not been locked up. And clearly there's just a little bit there's a disconnect here. We got to try to find out what that is. I want to find out what that is. I'm going to follow this. Okay. Justice takes a holiday in Punta Gorda, Florida. Lee, give us the rundown on this. What happened in Punta Gorda? And tell listeners.
August 9, 2016, the Punta Gorda Police Department had the most poorly conceived use of force demonstration I've ever heard of. It was presented to some city officials, some city VIPs from the Chamber of Commerce. At one point, they asked a 73-year-old retired librarian to play the role of a cop. A real officer was playing the role of a bad guy. His name is Lee Cole. At some point, he pulls out a Smith & Wesson revolver, 38 revolver, and fires what he thinks are blanks at this woman. Unfortunately, there are wad cutters, which are live rounds. He didn't know the difference. She's hit in the arm. She's hit in the aorta. Went right through her aorta. She died minutes later while her husband was 10 feet away watching his wife get shot to death. A horrible act. The most flawed use of force demonstration I've ever seen. This former officer was fired, as was his chief. He had his day in court this week down in Lee County, and he was allowed to plead no contest to second-degree manslaughter. The judge withheld adjudication and sentenced him to 10 years of probation. Won't serve a day behind jail, and if he's good for 10 years, this thing just disappears off his record. He also has to pay restitution to the widower of this woman.
We covered this story together, Lee, right after it happened.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to believe it's been that long ago. That's time flying right by. And
a lot of it is because they took every step they could to delay the trial.
Why?
His defense team did.
Well, obviously.
They wanted it to cool down. Yeah. They wanted public opinion to forget about this. Nobody did.
You know, if he had used a blue gun.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be having this conversation. And that's exactly what blue guns are for.
Exactly. Like my reporter that went down there, Carlos Munoz, said, if they wanted to have the bang and the flash, how about a starter pistol?
They didn't even need the bang and the flash.
Yeah.
But if they did want that, a starter pistol would be the same thing.
A cap gun.
Okay, right, exactly. You could have just used a finger and gone pow, pow, pow. None of this makes sense that an accredited law enforcement agency and an officer who is schooled in gun safety, not gun control garbage we hear from the left, but safe handling of firearms, who understands the four rules, the four basic rules of safe firearm handling, would even do this with a real gun is beyond belief to me. Thoughts on that one first before we move on?
Yeah, if we were going to discuss everything they did wrong during this tactical thing, training thing, it would take 10 hours. I mean, suffice it to say that their chief of police, their former chief of police, got the idea for this crap after watching some YouTube videos.
Yeah, I won't even mention whose YouTube videos I think he probably even saw, but they're out there. Aside from that, now, obviously this police officer didn't wake up in the morning and say, I want to kill a 73-year-old woman today. I can't wait for this training, right?
Right, right. No evil intent, just terrible, terrible stupidity on his part, on his lieutenant who actually gave him the ammunition, and on the captains and lieutenants that were there, and the chief of police that was there, because nobody said stop. We should not do this.
This to me, because of the level of negligence, egregious negligence involved here, this to me would seem to be a case of involuntary manslaughter.
Perfect. That's what he was charged with.
Oh, yeah. He was? Okay, good. Okay, I was unaware of that.
Resulting in death.
And he beat, okay.
Reckless and wanton act.
All right.
Yeah. But he got no time.
So how, have we heard from her widower?
Yeah, he's, Mark, he spoke, and just suffice it to say, he's not in a very good place. He admitted on the stand that, you know, this hit him incredibly hard, and he was a little too introspective for a year, wasn't taking care of his boys, who are all grown adults, you know, wasn't helping them work through it. This just wiped out the family. I spoke at length to the son, and the son said, look, we were almost too close of a family, and this just, it wiped them all out. They'll likely never recover.
No, they won't. They're going to have to rely on their faith to get through this for the rest of their lives.
Right.
And, you know, look, I'm not telling you that the cop is a evil monster. I think that, you know, the cop made an egregious, negligent mistake. Didn't mean to kill anybody, but certainly because of that level of negligence, had to pay a price for that, and it more so than 10 years. Lee, we're getting ready to end it for today. I got to say thanks. Tell everybody to go get you at thegunwriter.com. We took the best of the best today as far as we could. So I got to leave you with, you know I love you. I'll see you on the radio. Tune into the MonsterCast on Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your day and your weekend, and grill hard.